Let's go over the last piece, the last paragraph that we discussed.
Just a point of information.
Yes.
I have 22. I don't mind the 71 if I'm here.
Right.
I do mind the 71 if I'm not here.
Right. No, what I do when you're not here is I do a little bit of chazor of what we did in the past. Okay, so just to review what we've been saying this over and over again, but I think it bears repetition. And that is that there seems to be a new din of Zechia in the parsha of Shichacha. And that new din allows you... How are you, Rabbi? Good to see you. So just reviewing this main point that we've been discussing over and over again, I think you were here also when we discussed it, but just for the purpose of Chazara, it seems that in Shichacha there's a whole new din of Zechiah, because according to many Rishonim, not all Rishonim, Zechiah only works when there's an Amira. Now we're talking about a chotzer she'ena mishtameres. So chotzer mishtameres is konelo shalomi daito. But in the case of a chotzer mishtameres, it's not enough. It's not enough that he stands next to his soda, but he has to make a declaration, tizkil li chatzeri. But in the case of shichacha, he doesn't have to make that declaration. And the reason why we lower the standards of chatzer in the case of zchus on shichacha is because he really owns the shichacha. He owns the omer. The Torah says that since there was shichas polim, he has to do a kind of an action that sets up his zechiah. And what is that action? He has to declare, I don't want this to be shichacha.
What is the role of the polim?
The polim creates shichacha. Really, basically, once you hire polim, they're going to be responsible for shichacha. But you reserve for yourself the right of veto, that you could say, I don't want this to be shichacha. But only if it was zachar or v'sof shachuch, which means that you knew about the omer.
So, halachically, what are they? They're not shichim. They're basically not.
I would say that it's a kind of shlichus. I don't know if it's exactly technical shlichus, because you know when you get into shlichus, you have to know about a bar hachi. He has to be a Jew and not a non-Jew. I don't know if any of that those technical requirements and so forth and so on. But
doesn't shichacha automatically belong to the oni?
Only when it's shichacha. Now, what makes it into shichacha? So you and I would say, well, the fact that the poem left it behind, right, they harvested and they bundled it and they left that one bundle, that one omer behind, that itself makes it into mamon aniyah. But the answer is no. We need some sort of a, how do you say in English, an ishur, an acceptance, you know, a consent of the baal habayis. Right. He has to be on board, you know, because on the one hand the polim are operating on his behalf, and they can create what Tosis calls tchilas hashichacha, right? Tchilas hashichacha, and that tchilas hashichacha, if we get the agreement of the baal habayis that it could be shichacha, then he's mekayim the mitzvah of shichacha, and it becomes moment anim. But if the baal habayis was aware of this omer from the get-go, that's called zachor mi'ikara, and all of a sudden the poem left it behind, he then reserves rights to veto the shichacha, and he could say, look, I knew about this omer, I wanted this omer, and I was zoch in this omer, and this omer now is excluded from shichacha. Again, he can only do this, says Tosus, after the shichas apol. The fact that he makes a declaration, I don't want anything in my field to be shichacha, that would undermine the whole mitzvah of shichacha. That he can't do. But once the process of shichacha has begun, then we want to achieve some sort of a consent in which the baal habayis is also on board, and he verifies, if you will, or accepts, and he consents to the shichacha of the polim. And then once we integrate the two shichachos, then it belongs to the aniyim and no backs. The Torah says, lo soshav lekachto. Now, at what point in time does the shichacha of the baal habayis clinch the shichacha of the polim? In other words, at what point do we say we have A plus B equals C? We have the shichas apolim, we have the shichas baal habayis, and then therefore it belongs to the aniyim. Oh, so here the Gemara tells us the following, that the Shichas Balabayis is going to be meaningful at one of two possible points. One moment in time is going to be Meikara, which means if he was unaware of this Omer and then the Poelim left it behind, so it's considered that his Shichacha is a Shicha Meikara. And that integrates with the Shicha, the Poelim, and then the Poelim, through their Shicha, will clinch the Shicha, no backs, it's irrevocable, and the Anim on the Shicha. However, there's another possibility. And that's the case of Zohar Ulebasov Shachuach. So that it means that although he was aware of the Shichacha from the get-go, at some point later in time, he forgets about the Shichacha. And in this case, we have a very, very sensitive situation. What do I mean by sensitive situation? On the one hand, it was Ulebasov Shachuach. At the end of the day, he forgot this Omer as well. And therefore, you and I would have said intuitively, let's integrate his shikha with the Polim shikha, hunky dory. Now we have A plus B, and now it's Mamon Aniyim. But no, since he was Zohar Meikara, the Zechira Meikara allows him rights, which I call Zechira rights, to be Zohar in the shikha. Why? Because there was never a shikha from his perspective at the point of the shikha sapolim. Why? Because at the point of shikha sapolim, he was aware of this Omer, and he did not forget about this Omer. And his Zechira Meikara now has an impact on the Shichacha. It places the Shichacha in a kind of limbo situation. What do I mean by limbo? Limbo in such a way that even if he forgets it later, he still is given one last opportunity to block the Shichacha. That's called Zechira, if he's Zocha. For that he needs Chatzer. Now, the problem with chatzer is that this chatzer is a chatzer she'eino mishtaveres. So that if a bird would fly down from the heavens and he wants to be zocha in this bird, if it's an eino mishtaveres, he cannot do so. So in Hilchas Hefker or Metzia, he's not zocha through this chatzer only because it's a chatzer she'eino mishtaveres. So how does he achieve his zechia, which he's allowed to do because it was zocha l'besof shachach? Meaning that initially he had a zechira. Once he has the initial zechira and he's aware of the Omer, it puts a damper, so to speak. You know, it attaches a little bit of a tag onto the shichacha that the shichas sapolim, in and of itself, will not necessarily be chal, even if the Baal Bayis later on is shocheach. And the answer is that he could be zocha. But the problem is, his chatzur is what? Eina mishtameres. Oh. Comes along Rabbi Yudin in the name of Shmuel, and he says that it all depends. Is he Omeid Betzad Sodeyu or is he not Omeid Betzad Sodeyu? If he's Omeid Betzad Sodeyu, then his Chatzer could be Zoch on his behalf. And even though it was a Zochel of a Sof Shachuach, the Chatzer will be Zoch on his behalf because he's Omeid Betzad Sodeyu. However, if he's Ba'ir, that's the case of the Braisa. So he's not Omei Betzad Sodehu, then the Chotzer cannot be Zocha on his behalf. And this is going to be the source for Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel that a Chotzer Sheinim Mishtameres could only be Kona if he's Omei Betzad Sodehu. So imagine this. I have a Chotzer up in Tzfat, and it's Eina Mishtameres, and a Metziah falls into my Chotzer. So if it had been a Chatzim Mishtameres, we'd apply the principle of Chatzim Shalom, Kodolo Shalomi Daito. But in the case of Chatzim Mishtameres, we need Daito. Okay, fine. My Shomer, you know, who's watching my field in Tzfat, gives me a buzz on the phone. And he says to me, you know what? There's a beautiful deer that's crossing through your Sada here in Tzfat, you know, and the outskirts of Tzfat. Would you want to be so? I say, yes. Tiskeli Chatzeri, says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, I can't do it. There's no long distance Kinyan Chatzer in a case of a Chatzer Sheinim Mishtameres. Even though he declares he wants his Chatzer to be Zoche, that's not enough. He's got to be personally Al Yad Sadeh. And this is going to be the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel derives from our Brisa of Shichacha. Why? Because the Brisa in Shichacha, in the case of Zochel B'Sof Shachua, says that if he's Omei B'Tzad Sodehu, then and only then will his chatz be zocheh in the shichicha. If on the other hand he's ba'ir, even though he makes a statement, because he may have forgotten it on the way, but now he remembers the Omer, and you know he gets an inventory from the Polim, and on the invoice it says, you know, well, we only have 99 Omrim to give you because one Omer we forgot behind us. So he makes a declaration. He says Omer sheshachu Polim lo yeh shichacha, and he screams, well, you lo yeh shichacha, and he wants his sada to be zoch. He can't do it. As I state in the Brisa, says Rabbi Yehuda Mishul, why can't he do it? It's because he's in the city. So what if he's in the city? He's making a statement that Omer Sheshachu Polim is Lo Yeh Shichacha. Let his chatz be zocha for him. And the answer is because he's not Omer B'tzad Sadeu. So this becomes the source for the halacha that I mentioned to you before, that if my field is up in Tzfat, and I know that that there's a Tzvi, Rotz Kedarko, you know, inside my chotzer, and the chotzer is Eni Mishtamer, so I can't just say Tizkili Chatzeri long distance. I need to be Omer B'tzad Sadeu. So let's go through the Gemara inside.
Summary yet?
Let's just read through the Gemara, and then we'll summarize, and then David, your first online, okay? I just want to read. I'll tell you why, because it's been almost a week that I'm going back and forth on this sugya, and I'd like to just read through the Gemara once, you know, mitchilas v'ad sofa, just to try to get the feel for the sugya. So the Gemara says on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're about halfway through the Amud, Mina Temra. For those who want to follow me inside, you'll see it about, let's see if we can, I think we already said it was parallel to...
Third of the way down.
How is it in relationship to
six
this?
Six lines into the Gemara.
What, you're on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph?
Yeah. Six lines after the Gemara starts.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. I thought you said six lines from the top of the page. So it's where the Gemara starts, you count down six lines. It's a little bit below Tosus Hanimili, and you'll see at the end of the line, Umina Temra. So the Gemara is probing, is investigating Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. How do you know? Give me a source that Chatzah Sheinim Mishtameres he Omeid B'tzad Sadeu in Ilo-lo. Yeah. Now, Rabosai, I think, and I hope I'm not misleading you, if I'm right, that this issue has tremendous repercussions in Hilchas Gittin. Because what would be if the husband puts the get into her chatzer, but it's a chatzer sheidim shtameres, and she's not omedes b'tzad sadeu, it's going to be negeh to achiv misa of veishas ish, if you follow what I mean. And how do you know this? There's got to be a source... And hopefully in the Torah itself, because again, if we're going to talk about get, you know, we're not dealing with the rabbinic institutions here. You know, get is doraisa. So if you tell me something about chatzer is doraisa in get for sure. So how do you know what pasuk do you have in the Torah that will teach you that in the case of a chatzer shenim shtameres? We cannot just say Tizkili Chatzeri, we have another condition, namely Ome B'tzad Sodeh, the Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Mm-hmm. Now again, Rabbi Osei, for the nth time, this Braisa makes no sense, as the Gemara is going to point out. But because of this confusion, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel is going to try to make some sense, some order out of this Braisa, and he's going to stack the cards, so to speak. He's going to interpret this Braisa in a way that proves that in a chatzah sheinim shtameres you need omei b'tzad sadeu. In other words, the shichacha is going to be valid because he's in the city. The Baal Sada is in the city. He's away from his Sada. He's a distance away from his Sada. And in this case, he cannot undermine or invalidate the shichas apolim through Zechiah because he's not Omei B'tzad Sadeh. This is what Rabbi Yudom or Shmuel is going to integrate into this Braisa, but we're only ready for that after we see that the Braisa itself makes no sense. Because again, when we read the Braisa, there's no indication here that you need Omei B'tzad Sadeh in Chatzer. So we're going to only understand Rabbi Yudom Shmuel after we figure out that this Braisa contradicts itself from the Reisha to the Sefer Minei Ubei. Vashtet in the Braisa, We're talking about Shichaya Omeid Ba'ir. The Baal of the Sod is in the city. Now again, you know, it's interesting. The Brisa starts with like the end. You know, this is like finito, the end of the story. It doesn't tell you anything about what went on, you know, T1, T2, T3. But somehow we're picking it up from the end zone, as we'd say. You know, if you're in St. Louis, that's a good thing, right? The end zone. So what happens at the end of this whole story? The Baal Bais is in the city. He knows about an Omer. And he also knows that the Poland forgot the Omer. I guess he got a printout of how many Omerim they have, and he figured out there were only 99 and not 100. So he makes a declaration when he's in the city. Yodea Anisha Omer Sheyeshli Besode Polim Shchachu. I'm aware of the fact that Poland forgot this Omer, but Lo Yehei Shechacha. Now, the Gemara is going to say that Lo Yehei Shechacha is not going to be recognized. It's invalid. Yocho Lo Yehei Shechacha. The Bryce is telling me you might think that he has the ability from the city, long distance, to negate the Shechacha. Talmud Lomar Vishachachta Omer Basode. Basode Vishachachta V'lo Ba'ir. That seems to indicate that the Shechacha is not Shechacha. Ha Gufa Kasha. Amrit, you told me in the Brisa, Yocho Lo Yehei Shechacha. Alma Avi Shechacha. Right? That the fact that he doesn't want it to be a Shechacha, I'm sorry, I have bad news for you. You're in the city, you don't have the ability to negate Shechacha, so it is Shechacha. And yet, Nosiv Le Gemara, the Brisa here quotes a Pasuk, as if to say that since he's in the city, he undermines Shechacha, right? Because Shechacha only applies when? In the city, but not in the city. I'm sorry, in the Sada, but not in the city. So this inner contradiction in the Brisa is going to lead to a great imagination. You know, we have to use our imagination and start filling in the blanks here. What exactly happened? What didn't happen? The different scenarios. And this is where Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel comes to the, you know, steps up to the plate in order to put together all the pieces of this very disjointed Brisa. El Lav Hachi Komar. We start with an Omer Basode. There's an Omer in the field. And what does the Baal Bais declare? He says, Omer Sheshachu Polim Lo Yehei Shechacha. Okay, fine. Where is the Baal Bais? And at what point did he say to make this declaration? We don't know yet. All we know is one word so far. This is the koteret. You know, this is the overall heading. Basode. Right, the Omer is in the Sada. That's all we know so far. Where is the Baal Bais? He's in the Sada. So everything is going on now in the Sada. Shachuach Meikara, if the Baal Bais forgets about this Shechacha, this Omer, and the Polim likewise forget about the Omer, so we have now both the Shechacha of the Baal Bais and the Shechacha of the Polim. Correct? Mm-hmm. Is Havi Shechacha. That's upgrade. That's clear. We have an irreversible situation. Why? Because we have both the Shechacha of the Polim and the Shechacha of the Baal Bais. So we scored on every, you know, we checked off every box of Shechacha. Okay. Next. Now we have the second case. And this is already coming closer to the Bais itself. Zohar. Which means that the Baal Bais is aware of this Omer, and the Rishonim say it was left in a certain place in the field. It was Bekeren Zovis, and he knew it was a northern corner there. He knew about the Omer. And Tosus points out Dibra Maskel Zohar that the Polim had already forgotten this Omer, and at this point, the Baal Bais is very much aware of the Omer. And that's called Zohar Meikara. Ulubasov Shachuach. But afterwards, there was a Shechacha. Oh, but wait a minute. Since the Baal HaBayis knew initially about this Omer, and he was very eager to collect this Omer, you know, he didn't forget about this Omer. So even though the Polim was Shechuach afterwards, ain't Shechacha. Now, what does it mean, ain't Shechacha? Does it mean ain't Shechacha because the Polim are meaningless, so to speak? They didn't register at all as Shechacha? Or does it mean that their shikha is a factor to be reckoned with, meaning that there is some sort of a process of shikha going on, but the Baal HaBayis, since he was Zohar Mikara, retains rights to negate the shikha? I call it a veto power. So the Brisa tells me ain shikha. So when it says in the Braisa Yochel Lo Yehi Shechacha, and the Gemara was medayik from that it is Shechacha, that's because it was Zohar Meikara, and now the Baal HaBayis reserves veto power. But what is that veto power? That veto power means that even if later on, subsequently, he forgets about the Omer, he still has a right to be Zohar in the Omer. And that's a new din of Zechiah. And now, what is that zechiah based on? The Gemara says, "My taima the keva de koy gaba." Since the Baal HaBayis is in the sada or outside the sada, but next to the sada, and he declares, "Omer sheshachu polim lo yehi shichacha," is in this case what we're going to say is havilei chatzero v'zoch sole. Why is this chatzer zoche? First of all, because it was Zohar Meikar, but secondly, because where is he? He's only beside Sunday. So even though it's a Chatzah Shedem Shtameres, nevertheless, his Chatzah could be Zohar for him because he's only beside Sunday.
If person's only beside Sunday, that makes it Mishtameres,
and that makes it into a Chatzah Mishtameres, and comes along the Minchas HaBoker, as we discussed yesterday. He says he doesn't even have to say a word. He doesn't have to say Tizkili Chatzeri, although in Metziah he would have to declare Tizkili Chatzeri. It's not enough that he's Omi B'tzad Sodei, but here he's just exercising his veto power because he was Zohar Meikara to undermine the Shichach of the Polim, and that he doesn't need the full-fledged Halach of Zechiah, but one thing he definitely needs. He needs Omi B'tzad Sodei.
But now, according to the Achronim, we'll hold that he does have to make a statement.
And we're dealing with full-fledged Zechiah. Is that
then, what you mean? Then, Omi B'tzad Sodei doesn't make it a Chatzah Mishnah.
No, because again, there's a whole slew of Rishonim that learned. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a Chatzah Shein Mishtaberes.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he's standing there.
No. I'm just saying. First, I just want to show you. You're asking a Lumdish question. I just want to give you a technical answer first of all, so we know we have the facts on the ground. It says Roz, right? He sees a Metzia, and Omar. And again, we're talking about a Chatzah Shein Mishtaberes. And what does he say? He declares Tiskeli. So you see, according to, again, many Rishonim read this Mishnah literally, that it's not enough that he's Omei B'tzad Sodei, right? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel V'husha Omei B'tzad Sodei, but yet the Mishnah adds another condition of Omer, of Amira. That's very critical, because those Rishonim who require Amira, which the Minchas HaBoker says they dropped this requirement in the case of Shechacha, they understood from the Mishnah Lehedra. The Mishnah says the Omar's Tiskeli Chatzer. Was the Mishnah wasting our time with extra words? And the other Rishonim say it's only Agav Seifa, and you have to ID the Tani Seifa, Tani Narisha. But those Rishonim didn't accept that. So just one second. Let me just finish the Gemara, if you don't mind. Just again, what's going on over here? So we're saying now that the Braisa is telling me lo yei shechacha. Why is it lo yei shechacha? Because where's the Baal HaSodeh? He's Omei B'tzad Sodeu. And if he's Omei B'tzad Sodeu, then havi lechatzero v'zochsole. Again, because he was Zohar Meikara, we allowed him, you know, veto powers. And that veto power expresses itself not in just some sort of empty statement. You know, it's not like, you know, words are cheap. But rather, he could be zoche in the shichacha al yudei chatzero. And now you'll yell at me and scream at me. What do you mean zoche? It's his property. It hasn't become as the rabbi would say, it hasn't become yet moment apol. And why does he have to make a kinyan? We're going through all of Hilchas Kinyanim with chatz. And the answer is, because this is the way the Torah affords him with a zchus to be mafkia the shichacha. The shichacha is already, shall we say, in a potential state. It's like, we discussed like an Aveda. Aveda is already potentially out of his rishus. He just has to, make a declaration, vaylu l'chisar kis, and then it's already out of his rishus. And here also, the shichacha is already in motion. It's already in power. And now he has to just put his foot down and stop this process of shichacha from reaching its fruition. And how does he do so? With a new din zchiyah. And this new din zchiyah might not require an amira. Why? Because he's omei b'tzad sadeh. Now we get to the third case. Avol ba'ir. Right, until now we're talking about a case of either where it was made kar shichacha, therefore his shichacha integrates with the shichacha, the polim, and that's irreversible. And he doesn't have a zchus zchiyah. Then we had the second case where he was zochmei kara, but later on he was shochef. But since he was zochmei kara, he has rights of veto, and he can stop the shichcha from maturing and becoming shichcha through a process of zechia. Oh, but that's only when. That's only when he's in the sudden. Avol, here's the third scenario. Ba'ir, where is the balas sudden? He's in the city. All of a sudden, he says, "What did I do over here? There was that Omer that was in the Karen Zavos. I forgot about it. How did I forget about it?" He kicks himself in the head. He bangs himself in the head, and he makes a declaration. He says, "Omer Shachu Polim Lo Yeshichacha." He wants to exercise his veto power. He can't do so. Why? Because he is in the city, is afilu zochur b'sof shachuach, even though that zochur at Meikara, you know, initially gave him certain veto power rights to stop and arrest the process of shichacha, even though the polim forgot about this omer. Nevertheless, sorry, buddy, you cannot, even with your very excited declaration of Omer Sheshachu Polim Lo Yeshicha, you cannot invalidate the Shicha, Havi Shicha, whether you like it or not. My time, here's where Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel comes up to say the reason for it is, Delese Gabe Deliskele. The Balasod is not Pitzad Sodehu. And if he's not Pitzad Sodehu, then a Chotz Shedim Shtameres cannot be Kone on his behalf. This is going to be the source for the din that the condition that we're going to require in the case of a chatz shem shameres. It's got to be omi b'tzad sadeyu. And now let's try to fit it in to the brisa. Here's the way we're going to interpret the brisa. Hoya omei ba'ir. If he's in the city and he says yodeh ani, I know that there's an omer in the sada and the polim forgot about it. Is the answer is Lo yeshichacha. In other words, when the Brisa quotes the pasuk basada v'shachachta, there's only. Just one second. No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake here. Let me go through it again. You have to bear with me here because when it comes to mathematics, I'm very limited. Just a second. So again, he's standing in the city and he makes a declaration. Yodeani sha'omer sheyesi basada is what. Is Yochel, I might think that he has the right to what? To cancel the Shichacha, right? So now we understand at least forwards in the Brisa. Yochel lo yei Shichacha. I might think that he has the right, he can exercise his veto power and negate the Shichacha. Oh, Talmud Lomar, Bisadeh v'shachachta. What does that mean? If you're in the Sadeh, then v'shachachta, then we need your agreement of a shichacha to integrate with the shichacha of the polim and create shichacha. So that means besada v'shachachta. Again, when do we have a requirement of v'shachachta? And it's not enough that the polim forgot about this omer. We need your haskama, your consent. That's only basada. But if you are in the city, then the shichcha is going to be shichcha, regardless of your shichcha. In other words, we don't need your shichcha anymore. We had everything that we need, and now you want to put your foot down and say, well, I object, and therefore you want to be zocheh in the shichcha, you can't do so. Why can't you do so? Because you're not omei b'tzad sodeyu. Let me just read to you one line here from Rashi. He says, "Avol kshato be'ir, eino tzarech shetishkach." We don't need your shichcha, right? Because we only need your shichcha when you're in the sodeh. If we have your shichcha in the sodeh, then that's going to make it into shichcha. Because if not, you can be zocheh through your sodeh. Avol kshato be'ir, ein tzarech shetishkach dafka. We don't need your shichcha, right? Because we've already established a possibility of the shichcha that you had make, you know, beforehand, right? It was sochel b'sof shachuach, and that's going to integrate with the shichcha of the polim. And now, what are you going to say? You want to exercise your rights of veto, so to speak. You want your chatzah to be kona for you. I have bad news for you. You can't use your chatzah to be kona for you because you're not omei b'tzad sodeiv, and that's what the brisa means by ba'ir. Frek the gemara mimai. Again, I just want to finish the Gemara so I can finally make a seal on this Gemara. Mimai, how do we know that this is what the Bryce is talking about? And Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel is going to derive from here that you need in a Chatzin Shulecha, maybe Tzadzadeh Dilma. Perhaps this is halacha in Shichecha. Gzeiras HaKosavhi. If in the case of the Sadeh, the Omer was forgotten, and therefore, in a case where the Omer was forgotten, and then the Baal HaBayis says, "Well, I remember the Omer," right? So then the Torah says that since he remembers the Omer, then there was no shichcha, again, meaning that the shichas polim is not effective. Because he's next to his sadeh, and if he's next to his sadeh, we need the shichcha of the Baal HaBayis, of the Baal HaSadeh. So if he forgets this Omer and he's next to the sadeh, then it's shichcha. So where's the Gzeiras HaKosuv? Ubeir lo nevi shichcha. But if he's standing in the city and he remembers that the Polim forgot about this Omer, in such a case, it will not be Shichacha. Do you hear what's going on here, Rabbi Osai? In this question, Mimai, we're coming to the exact opposite conclusion. Namely what? That in the case where the Baal HaBayis is in the city, it will not be Shichacha. Ube'ir lo nevi Shichacha. Just 1 second. Is this the Habamina of the Bryce or the Maskara of the Bryce? That's where the mathematics comes in. Just 1 second. Now, in the case where the Baal HaBayis is in the city, right? So let's say Be'ir, what does it mean? Be'ir lo yeshiv, since he's standing in the city, and he remembers that the he knows that the Poland forgot the Omer, and what does he declare? He says that he doesn't want it to be shichcha. Just 1 second. Again, he's standing in the city, and the question is, will the shichcha be chal? And therefore, yochel. See, you're gonna have to change a little bit of the brayse. It says yochel lo yeh shichcha, and now we're gonna say yochel yeh shichcha. I might think that the shichcha of the Baal HaBayis in a case where he's in the city is a valid shichcha, Talmud Lomar, but the pasuk says v'shachachta over v'sade v'shachachta v'lo be'ir. So again, what are we saying now? That the shichcha, the Baal HaBayis yochel, I might think that this shichcha is valid, even though the Baal HaBayis is in the city. What difference does it make? Who cares where the Baal HaBayis is? If he has a shichcha, then that shichcha should engender a din of shichcha. Correct? We already have the shichas apolim. Now we have the shichas Baal HaBayis. Where did he forget about it? He forgot about it in the ear. Oh, the pasuk says that's not shichcha. The shichcha, the Baal HaBayis in the city is not shichcha. Rabosai, if this be the case, then the Gemara right now is making a total reversal. Because instead of yochel lo yeh shichcha, and we were saying it is shichcha because he doesn't have a chatzer. No, what the Braisa says, Yochel Yehei Shifcha, I might think is Shichcha the Baal Bais is valid. No, the Shichcha the Baal Bais is not valid, and therefore it's not Chal. Everybody have that. Just that's very important for me. In our Pshat, Nahava Min Rabbi Yudah Meshmuel, the final bottom line of this Braisa, as a result of the Drasha, is that he, the Baal Bais, could not negate the Shichcha the Polim because he doesn't have what? He doesn't have a chatzah that could be zocha for him. So again, the bottom line is that the Shichcha is valid. Everybody have that? It's valid. Why is it valid? Because he, the Baal Bais, cannot invalidate the Shichcha. Now we're saying the exact opposite. Yachal Yei Shichcha. I might think that the Shichcha, the Baalim, is going to engender Shichcha. And the answer is no. The Baal Bais, when is the Shichcha the Baal Bais valid or meaningful to engender Shichcha? That's only if the Baal Bais is where? He's Omei Bitzad Sadeh. But if he's in the city, his Shichcha is not meaningful.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, so one second. But now we're in trouble. Why? Because if this is the Pshat, again, I'm just trying to work this out. I'm just trying to work it out. I'm sorry, I apologize, but I'm just trying to work out the mathematics here. So that if this is the Pshat in the Braisa, then we're saying now that it's not Shichcha. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a second. Omar Kra. Just one second. Omar Kra. The Pasuk says, Lo Soshuv Lekachto Lerabo Shichas Ha'ir. So again, how does this work here? On the one hand, we're saying that Yochol Yei Shichcha, that the Shichcha of the Baal Bais might be considered a valid Shichcha. On the other hand, we're saying no, that the Baal Bais is in the city and therefore his Shichcha is not valid. And if that be the case, we have no proof whatsoever about Dinei Zechia, because we're not operating here in Dinei Zechia. We're operating in Dinei Shichcha. In other words, what constitutes, what qualifies as Shichcha? So we're saying Ir is not excluded because of Dinei Chatzer, meaning it's a Chatzer Mishtames without Omitza, but rather the Shichcha is invalid because that doesn't have the status of Shichcha, because the Torah says, what does the Torah say? B'shachat Omer Basodeh. Basada, which means that his Shichcha was when he's Omeid Basada. Oh, so now the Gemara says Omar Kra. Now let's try to figure out what is this Omar Kra? Is this a some sort of just a postscript here, or is this going to be a defense for Rabbi Yudah Meshmuel? In other words, I'm not sure where you put the comma, where you put the question mark, or where you put the exclamation mark. Oh, so let's read it inside. Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo Soshuv Lekachto, Lerabo Shichcha Sa'ir. Ah, so I think what the Gemara is doing here, again, this is Beiravon Mugbal, because this is something we didn't get to yet. But I think what the Gemara is doing now, and we'll take a look here in the Mefarshim, is that the Gemara is now saying that Rabbi Yudah Meshmuel does have a basis to derive Omei Bitzad Sadeh. Why? Because since we have the Pasuk Lo Soshuv Lekachto, and this Pasuk is coming to tell you that the Shichcha of the Baal Bais, even when he's in the city, is a valid Shichcha, such that we apply the Iser of what? Of Lo Soshuv Lekachto. And the question is why? Why shouldn't he be Zocha in the Shichcha? After all, the Shichcha is in his Sadeh. And the answer is that Shichcha is in the city, right? So what are we saying over here? The Larabo Shichas Ha'ir means that Shichas Ha'ir, the Rabo Shichas Ha'ir, right? Omar Kro Lo Soshuv Lekachto, Larabo Shichas Ha'ir.
Even if he's outside, even if he's by ear,
then it is Shichcha.
Right,
oh, it is Shichcha, correct?
Yeah.
So just one second. It is Shichcha, and therefore what? When the Torah says, Lo Soshuv Lekachto, then he's not allowed to take it, because it's a full-fledged Shichcha, because we have a ribui now for Shichas Ha'ir. Now, again, I don't know exactly what the extra pasuk is. Lo Soshuv Lekachto sets up a lav, but anyway, the Gemara's understanding that this lav is telling me that it's Shichcha, And again, I'm not sure where the extra pasuk is, but let's assume for a minute it's an extra pasuk. So the extra pasuk is coming to teach me that even in a case where what? Where he is where? He is in the city. And so if we only had the pasuk v'shachachta omer basadeh, then I would say that there's only v'shachachta if he's in the sadeh. But now the Torah adds lo sasha l'kachto. Again, I don't know why that's superfluous, but it's coming to be marbeh that even though it's not v'shachachta omer basadeh, nevertheless it's still included in lo sasha l'kachto l'rabo shichasa ir. That even if he forgot ba'ir, then he's not allowed to come back and collect this omer. Why? Because it is shichah, l'rabo shichasa ir. Oh, so if that be the case, then where are we holding as far as chotzer? That's why I want to make the cheshbon here. Initially we said there was a gzeres hakosuv that shichas beir eino shichacha, correct?
Yeah.
And if that be the case, it has nothing to do with chotzer, and you have no raya from him. But now we're saying what? That despite the gzeres hakosuv that shichas beir is not shichacha, nevertheless. Since he's ba'ir, we have a ribui from lo sashiv lekachto that the shichcha is shichcha, even though he's ba'ir. I'm not sure what is the Gemara doing over here. Is the Gemara deriving the opposite conclusion? Meaning, if we only had v'shachachta omer basada, we would say that there's no such thing as shichcha ba'ir. It's only basada. But now we have lo sashiv lekachto. And that's going to teach me what? That even though he's not standing in this sada, nevertheless, his shichacha is valid. His shichacha is valid. Rabos, shichacha sa'ir. So even if he forgot in the city, so just one second. So then, what's the final calculation here as far as chatzir? Is it relevant to chatzir or is it irrelevant to chatzir? I would say that it's irrelevant to chatzer. You agree with me?
Yeah.
Things
have happened in the sadeh.
I feel relieved.
What are you saying?
I don't know if I agree with myself, but if you agree with me, then that's good. So the Gemara's final conclusion here is that in order to make sense out of this brisa, because the brisa says that yochel, right, and then the brisa quotes this pasuk. All right. Because the pasuk of shachata over besada is going to tell me that it's not shichacha, but then I have the pasuk of sasha lekachto is going to tell me that what, that it is shichacha. But again, the whole pilpul, the whole shakavitari in this price is all about what constitutes shichacha. It has nothing to do with chotzer.
Can I offer something? I don't know if it's going to help or not.
Yeah.
But you know, we're talking here about shichacha, not zechira, right? He's be'er. He forgot already basada. The whole question comes up that he remembered when he was in the air, not that he forgot in the air.
Oh, that's going to be a problem for me. I'll tell you why, though. Because it says here in this Bryce, the rabbis. No, I'm just saying, how are you reading the Bryce? The Bryce wants to tell you that it is.
That it's Shechokot. If he forgot in the air, it's not Shechokot because he should.
No, but I'm asking. But how are you reading this line? You know, what you're saying might be true, but how do you read the line in the Gemara? That's my problem. I didn't write the script. But the line says the following. It says, Omar Kra, this is what the Gemara is saying, is Lo Sasha Lakato, Larabo Shikhasa.
Okay, but before we go there, that gets us out of the problem with the. I mean,
I'm just saying the following. If you only had the Pasuk of Vishachachta Omer Basada, then you would assume that Shikhasa Ir is not Shikhacha. But now we have a Pasuk, an extra Pasuk. I mean, the Gemara is going to have to ask why it's an extra Pasuk. And that extra pasuk is right, lo sasha lekachto, and as a result of the extra pasuk, we're saying l'rabo shichcha sa'ir. So the bottom line is that this shichcha in the city is shichcha. But again, I would say it has nothing to do, in my humble opinion, has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, because we're no longer dealing with zechia through chatzah, we're only dealing in hilcha shichcha. What constitutes shichcha? All right, so we're learning shichcha, but that has nothing to do with chatzah. In other words, in the Havamina, we thought that what the final line in this brisa is that the shichcha is chal, because of zechia. Now we're saying no, the shichcha is chal because of shichcha, because of dinei shichcha. It's chal. not in Dine Zachir. So this whole superstructure that that the Baal has veto power, and therefore he could be Zoche in the Shechecha, and only if he's Ba'ir and not only if he's Basod and not Ba'ir, that whole thing, that whole castle just crumbles in front of our eyes. Because I'm just suggesting it. I don't know. You can disagree with me. That's your right.
Why are you saying it? Built on what? Do you say what line in the
No,
line?
I'm just saying if the final line here is that the Shechichas Ha'ir, correct? That I don't know. I don't know that that's going to prove or disprove Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. You know, the whole issue is, was there Gzeiras HaKosuv or was there not Gzeiras HaKosuv? We thought that there's Gzeiras HaKosuv, that Shechicha is only Basada. Now we're saying no. That what we thought before, Be'ir lo tehevi Shechicha, based on the Pasuk of V'shachachta, Omer Basada, now we're rejecting it because of this Ribui, and we're saying, no, there is Shechicha in the city. So now you're asking me, what is Shechicha? Okay, fine.
It's Shechicha after what? When was the Zechira?
It has nothing to do with Zechira.
There was no Zechira.
I don't see it.
It does. If there's no Zechira, then there's no difference whether he forgot or he didn't forget it.
No, again, we're operating now in Dine Shechicha. This is Xeris Akosif. Where is Shechicha?
He's making a statement in the ear.
Yeah.
That by Chotzer is going to be Zocha for me, and it counts. The Rabos. Before we said that you have to be Ayad HaSodeh, yeah.
right?
In
right.
order for my Zechiah to count,
right?
I don't want it to be Shikha,
right?
Right.
So I had to be by Sodeh,
right? But now it says
La Rabos is a year
that it is Shikha.
That.
Even though he's in the ear,
can be zocha for me, even when I'm on the ear.
Right. So then you're in trouble. Why? Because again, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says that if you're not omi b'tzatzadeu, then your chutz is not kona.
So this seems to go against
them. Okay. So I wanted to suggest A, and you suggest B, but we're really on common ground over here. I wanted to say that this final conclusion has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. And because it's a din in Shechichas Ha'ir, you're saying that Adarava, it undermines Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. But either way, we both agree that at this point in the Gemara, there's no clear cut proof that you need only Besat Sodeh, because again, that's the Shechichah is valid.
If there's
so we're both saying, yes. The Zechira is not valid, then. What are we talking about? We're talking about Los Oshim Lekachto, right? Los Oshim Lekachto is telling me that who owns this Shechicha now? The Aniyim own the Shechicha, correct? That's what Los Oshim Lekachto. So if that be the case, I don't know if I could be Zocha from something that belongs to the Aniyim.
Yeah, but that's the point.
That's true of when he's Basada also. But until he really announces he wants to take it back, it was going to be the Aniyim's too.
Right, but again, we're talking about whether the Shechicha of the Bailim, when they're standing in the Sod, is Shechicha. So once we say the Shechicha of the Bailim is valid, then forget about Chatzar. It has nothing to do with Chatzar. Once the Shechicha is valid,
the Holy Arts.
Fine, but
if you guys can look up Artskill, then tell me what he's. Okay, Rabosa, again, I asked you at the beginning if you can just give me permission to finish the Gemara. That's what I'm asking desperately. I want to finish the Gemara, then we go on to Chulin. Okay, then? So the Gemara says, what are you telling me that Los Oshim Lekachto is coming to be Mar B'Shechichas Ha'ir? Haimi Boile, I need this for a lav. You know, as if I only had B'Shechichto, that's only an essay. But now I need a Los Oshim. So Gemara has a Ribui here. What's the Ribui? In Cain, if the Torah is only interested in adding a lav, name a kra, it should have said lo tikochenu.
You don't need all those words.
My lo soshuv. So there are two extra words in the pasuk lo soshuv. It could just have said lo sishkechenu, lo tikochenu. And the answer is that the lo soshuv is coming to teach me le rabo shechasair. Oh, now the Gemara asks, vakati mi boile. Don't I need this pasuk lo soshuv lekati, the extra ribulichet is nan. For a Mishnah in Peah, what does the Mishnah say in Peah in Dine Shechat says? That if an individual starts collecting his Omrim, and he starts from the beginning of the, what's called the Shura, there's a whole line of Omrim, and now if he gets one Omer, or if he gets more than one Omer, is the Dine Shelafanov, ain shichah shalei achrov yesh shichah.
Right.
Which means if he already passed, he passed by the Omer.
Now it's behind him.
And it's behind him, excellent. It's behind him, is then he skipped over an Omer, and therefore it has the din of shichah. But if, on the other hand, I don't know what the hab means, but if, on the other hand, it's lefanav, what does it mean lefanav?
It is an Omer.
Just 1 second. If the Omer is at the end of the field, he hasn't gotten to it yet, so he doesn't have a din. Of, that's not called shich. Again, I don't know what the havavim was, but anyway. So I would have said that what
he goes out of the field.
That lo shachacho. Why? Because maybe he'll collect it later on. But if he left something out at the beginning of the shura or in the middle of the shura, and he continued beyond, forward, that's called the achrov. Shehu beval toshuv, and now he's included in the iser bal toshuv. Is then zeaklal kol shu beval toshuv shichacha kol sheino beval toshuv eino shichacha. So in other words, the Mishnah is deriving from this what. A din in hilchas shichacha, that if it's lefanav, then it's not considered shichah. It's only if it's me'achorav, is then it becomes shichacha.
So it doesn't come to rambos.
So once again, we don't have this ribui to tell me that shichah sa'ir havi shichah.
Then you end up with the
and that's where we're gonna. That's where we're gonna. What time is it? All right, so Rabosai, I failed to deliver the goods. I still haven't finished the sugya. I really was hoping to finish
it's
the sugya.
It's still the fun of.
It's still the fun of. Excellent, excellent. I like that. So Bli neder. I hope to finish this. Hope to finish this tomorrow. Okay, then. So let's learn a little bit about a katan and shchita, and that'll be a discussion for chulin. Where is the handout?